Hello and welcome to South Carolina Spook Show. I am your creator and host, Blake Mosley, and for the whole month of October, I'll be bringing you short stories of true crime and paranormal activity around the Palmetto State, leading up to the spookiest day of the year, Halloween. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to the show on whatever podcast platform that you prefer so you can be notified whenever new episodes drop. You can follow the show on different social media pages like Facebook and Instagram. It's at South Carolina Spook Show, and also on Twitter at SC Spook Show. You can send me episode suggestions or your own personal stories to scspookshow@gmail.com or shoot me a message on any of the social media sites that I mentioned before. You can check out my other podcast. It's called When Words Fail, Music Speaks. I do that with my good buddy James Cox. It's all about music and mental health. It is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. With all that out of the way, let's get into today's spooky short story.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The following is an article titled, The Story of Bubba, South Carolina State Museum's Resident Ghost, taken from Yahoo.com, written by Megan Overdeep. Most visitors to the South Carolina State Museum in Columbia would be surprised to learn that the sprawling, state-of-the-art facility houses one of the area's most famous ghosts. Many people don't realize that the State Museum's largest artifact is the Columbia Mills building that houses the museum itself, spokesman Jerry Glover told the Charlotte Observer. Columbia Mills, a booming textile business built in the late 1800s, was the first totally electric-powered mill in the world. When it closed in 1981, the building was donated to the state. The mill's original freight elevator, which was used to transport cotton between floors, is still in use today. It's in this ancient elevator where the story of Bubba the Ghost begins. According to the lore, an employee of the mill poked his head into the elevator shaft thinking the elevator was below him. Unfortunately, it was above him, and before he knew it, the elevator came down on his head, decapitating him. He's been roaming the floors of the old mill building ever since. After the mill's conversion to a museum, a ghost nicknamed Bubba was reported on the third floor, Glover told the Observer. Though he's personally never seen him, Glover said that Bubba has been spotted by a number of visitors wandering about the exhibits wearing overalls and boots. We've had some former employees that have had encounters with Bubba near the schoolhouse on the fourth floor, Glover added. There are reports of the bell ringing while nobody is around. Others have said they spotted a dark, shadowy figure near the hearse. Looking for a run-in with Bubba? Head to scmuseum.org for hours, admission, and more information. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to the show so you can be notified when these daily episodes drop, and I'll see you tomorrow. I'm your creator and host, Blake Mosley, and this is South Carolina Spook Show. Y'all stay spooky, and have a happy Halloween. We'll be right back.
Life isn't always easy. In fact, we all battle depression during life's ups and downs. Music has always been the thing that we can rely on to get us through the tough times we all face. The podcast, When Words Fail, Music Speaks, with hosts James and Blake, discusses the healing power of music. They interview bands, break down genres, review band biographies, and a lot more. On When Words Fail, Music Speaks, enjoy interviews and lively discussions about musicians and songs you know and love. This is a podcast any music lover will enjoy. Add When Words Fail, Music Speaks to your podcast playlist right now. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and wherever you listen to podcasts.